Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that these podcasts just really help her to stay in your perfect will and to be strengthened with all power and might to overcome and have perfect victory in her trials. So that she may bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment and how difficult it can get, and the need to walk perfectly in the Holy Spirit and know what His will is, and just talking about different ways to hear the Holy Spirit more perfectly, and talking about dreams. How the Holy Spirit's talking a lot to his church through dreams lately. And then just once again, this is a reminder that these are not a one size fits all like dream dictionary type teachings. Okay, I want to be really careful with that because dream interpretation is a thing of the spirit, and at times you do need a gift of the spirit, like it says in scripture, with Daniel being gifted, and also to Joseph understanding dreams, because some dreams can be difficult to understand. So please be very humble about your dreams, because I've seen some really, really important warnings get overlooked by believers because they thought they understood what the dream meant. And they were incorrect, okay? So just be really prayerful. If it seems like maybe you got it, but you're not sure, and the Holy Spirit's kind of nudging you, make sure that you try and get help, okay? Because, like I said, I've just seen some really important warnings. Want to make sure we do offer dream interpretation. There's no cost or anything like that. Everything's free. It's just intended to help keep the church, in the Lord's perfect will. So if you do need help, you can come to the website for help on that. So, having a dream about your hair being really messed up, tangled, falling out, something like that, okay? This can be an indication of fearful thoughts. And if you have a dream like this, okay, it can be. The Holy Spirit can be warning you of negative and like ungodly fear, okay? A thought that can cause you thoughts that can cause you to lose victory in your trials, okay? It's typically something like this. This type of warning will be a recap, okay? Like I had talked about in the previous podcast, how some dreams are a recap of the day, or like a foreshadowing of the day to come. Typically, these are. When you see this, where a believer's got their hair is like falling out and it looks really bad or whatever, like a crazy color or something, just something's like really wrong with their hair and you don't like it. Okay. That it's typically an indication of events that are going on during that day or the day to come. So you'll want, and the Holy Spirit is trying to warn you that you need to stop. Okay. Because remember, you have to strive lawfully. And, like scripture says, if you believe and doubt not, you have it. So what happens if you don't believe and you do doubt? Well, you don't have it. That's how it works. You need to have faith, okay? So when you see the Holy Spirit rebuking you like this in your dreams, you need to repent and you need to fight, okay, against that ungodly fear that can cause you to lose out on your trial, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day. That she has a fruitful day, glorifying your Son and abounding in the Spirit and just shining like a bright light. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.